Watch, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, President Trump's Counterterrorism Strategy is to Finish the Job. By Amy Furr on November 1, 2025. During an interview on The Alex Marlow Show, Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump and Senior Director for Counterterrorism Dr. Sebastian Gorka detailed what is being done to stop terrorism and protect the American people, explaining how terrorists do not typically act on large-scale projects. We have a draft counterterrorism strategy that we've prepared for the president were our intent. I won't go into any more details than this. But our intent is to, quote-unquote, finish the job, he said. I don't want to be flip, but I'd like to see myself or my position, I'd like to be put out of business. Terrorism is not nuclear war, okay? It's guys with knives on a plane hijacking it with, you know, box cutters. It's guys with AKs. It's people driving an F-150 truck. It's not thermonuclear war with China. As a result, in all honesty, counterterrorism should not be a strategic function of U.S. government. It should be managed sub-strategically. It should be dealt with by our partners and allies and by law enforcement if ever it rears its ugly head. The Trump administration wants to avoid putting the United States in the middle of never-ending wars, Gorka noted. We need to, quote, finish the job. Next year, Alex, will be the 25th anniversary of 9/11. We don't want more forever wars. We don't want to be doing strategic counterterrorism 25 years from now, he explained. So, we want to put the, you know, the foot to the floor, pedal to the metal, and really collapse these entities to a level where they're not an issue the White House should have to deal with. That's my dream. And under this president, it's eminently possible, Gorka stated. In April, Gorka took Breitbart News inside President Trump's jihadist elimination unit at the White House and explained how the president has completely reframed how the nation approaches this issue. A few weeks later, Gorka marked the 100th day of President Trump being in office in a piece for Breitbart News where he cited the fundamental difference between the current administration and former President Joe Biden's policies toward terrorism. Instead of denying the growing threat of global jihadism, as the Biden regime did, and targeting Virginia Catholics for being Catholic, or using terrorist charges to arrest and prosecute innocent Americans with no ties to any terrorist organization, like Matthew Perna who died as a result of his persecution, we are allowing our special operators, the intelligence community, and the bravest warfighters in the world to deal death to those who have the blood of Americans on their hands or who are plotting to murder our citizens, he wrote.